serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again with a word from the Lord. Praise the Lord to you, you, and you. And I want to say this is a great day. You are alive and in the land of the living. And as I say every Tuesday at this particular time, amen, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you have breath in your body, you ought to give God a praise today. Amen. Good morning to you, Florida. Good morning to you, Brevard County. Good morning to you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, your car, or your home. Good morning to you. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. Sending a shout out, as I say every Tuesday, to my beloved pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Good morning to you, ma'am. I love you. She is my spiritual mom. Good morning to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir. Praise the Lord to you. I love you as well, my spiritual father, and as well to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job right now. Good morning to you as well. I love you, honey. And as always, we will catch this on the back end as we're on the way to Tuesday night Bible study. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend. I hope that God showed up in your particular services and had his way, because we know that without the Lord is just a gathering. But we want the Lord to show up and have his way. And so we trust and hope that God showed up and blessed your services as he did ours. Our pastor preached a powerful message. We've got to use the master key. Amen. We have the key, amen, to bind certain things. We have the key, amen, to loose certain things. And so you've got to utilize your key to unlock your blessings in God, and you've got to use your key to lock the devil out. Amen. God has given you authority to do those things. And so we thank God for that word on this past Sunday. We know that God, amen, always shows up in his word. Amen. So without further ado, again, time just flies by whenever I'm on this radio, so it would probably be impossible again for me to get out everything that I want to say today. Amen. But we want to take a trip into the world. We want to discuss Sabbath law. Amen. Those things. Amen. Over the coming weeks. And again, we also have a show that we do on Saturday night on Kingdom Purpose Radio .com. Which is at Saturday nights on 9 p.m. The title of that show is called Let's Talk Church. So we invite you out to just go to kingdompurposeradio.com. And then we may also be on Facebook this Saturday as well, if the Lord says the same, to kind of continue what I am going to go into today. Amen. As you see the title, is Sunday worship, amen, is it wrong? Hallelujah. Subject was kind of brought up a couple of weeks ago as I was ministering on this radio and as well on Facebook. Again, I got a message giving me scriptures, leading me, amen, to read those scriptures. And also from the discussion we were having The person was indicating that we were wrong, in essence, to have church on Sunday. He is a believer of worshiping on the Sabbath day. And so we're going to dive into that. Amen. And we're going to deal with it. 2023 is a time to, amen, to contend for the faith, as Jude said. Hallelujah. We've got to contend for the faith which was first delivered unto the saints. Amen. We've got to fight. We've got to, amen, to come against things, amen, that would come against the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to go into the word today, and our word will be found in Mark. Amen. And it will begin, we'll start at chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 23 down to, let me see here, verses 28. Again, that is Mark chapter 3, verses 23 through 28. And it says, and it came to pass that when he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he had need and was a hunger, he and they that were with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to gather here today again. But Lord, we know that it is not by accident, but Lord, it is by divine appointment. Speak through me and to me, Lord, that I may render your word. Lord, help me to speak as you speak, not I, but you being in me. Oh God, that we will have greater understanding, greater wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our government, those that are our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. Give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. Be with our leaders as they govern in our states and our city capitals, God. Remember our church leaders, God. Those that are sick and afflicted in the hospitals and in the jail cells, the backslider, whom he or she may be, bring them back to you, God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Amen and amen. Amen. Let me first start by saying, amen, what we believe. Amen. We believe the apostles' doctrine. Ye must be born again. Born of the water and of the Spirit. Ye must repent. We believe that Jesus is Lord and that he is Christ and that he died and he has risen. Amen. On the third day. We believe, amen, that you must repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We believe in speaking in tongue as the Spirit of God gives utterance, and that it is the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. We believe that through the power of the Holy Ghost, you can and will live holy. Amen. And I want to read into your scripture, read into your ear another scripture. Romans 8 and 1. He said, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, amen, from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of flesh, and for sin condemned sin to flesh,
that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. It says that through Jesus Christ, that the righteousness of the law might be filled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. There was righteousness in the law, but the law couldn't bring righteousness to us. Glory be to God. God's law was perfect, but through the law, amen, it was weak. Amen. It could not bring righteousness. It could only show what we needed to do. It could only condemn us by not doing it. Amen. So it needed something, someone, amen, that who could bring righteousness to us. I thought about it, and I thought about a baby crying. Hallelujah. You know, sometime a baby is being held by his mother, and the mother gives the baby to somebody else, says, hold on for a minute, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to go get something. And we hold the child, and the child begins to cry. And we do everything that we can. We talk to the child. Amen. We try to think of things in order to get the child to do what we wanted to do, and that's be quiet. Amen. We're trying everything. We're trying every trick to get the child to be quiet. But only when the mom comes back and gets the child does the child stop crying. The law was kind of like that. The law was trying to get us to a place that we could be at rest. Hallelujah. But it was only through Jesus Christ, him coming in the flesh, that could get us to the point that we were at rest. Hallelujah. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He says that if we come any other way, we come as a thief and a robber. I'm going to get back to my text here, but I'm just kind of laying the groundwork. It was only through Jesus Christ that we could be saved. The law could not save us. Could not save us. And as though it was righteous, it could not bring us righteousness. My God, my God. Titus 3, 5 and 7 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, who is his, Jesus. His mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration, amen, and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed abundantly, amen, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, amen, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. Not by laws, ordinance, amen, or any such thing, but by faith in Jesus Christ. It was only through his mercy that we are saved. The law could not save us. Glory be to God. And so when we go to our text, and it says, and you know what I like to do? I like to put myself in the text. And it says, and it came to pass when he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day which is not lawful? My God. On that particular day a couple of weeks ago, amen, I was simply giving our order of services. And I went on and I proceeded to give the word of God for that day. Apparently, the person only heard, amen, the order of services, and begin to pick out that was wrong. Man, we shouldn't be having church on Sunday. In essence, is what the person was saying. And I am like the disciples. I was there just picking corn. Glory be to God. And there the Pharisees were looking on, and they began to see, you know, the Pharisees in those days, they were nitpickers. They were very scrupulous. They understood the scriptures. They could quote the scriptures. Amen. But they didn't understand the scriptures. Amen. And how do I know? Jesus said that they looked good on the outward side. Amen. But on the inside, they were full of dead men's bones. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Jesus goes on and he says, and he said unto them, have ye never read what David did when he had need and was a hunger? He and they that were with him. How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. Glory be to God. He said, Jesus responded to the Pharisees. Says, have you not also read? Hallelujah, somebody. We got to understand that the Pharisees, they tend to pick out scriptures, amen, that suited their purposes. But this Bible, as I stated last week, is the Bible says that all scriptures is inspired by God. We can't pick and choose what scriptures we choose to pull out. Amen. They were meticulous in knowing the scriptures. If you wanted a scripture quoted, you could go to the Pharisees and they could quote it backwards and forward. My God, my God. Hallelujah. They begin to accuse Jesus and the disciples of working on the Sabbath day. Now, going back to my title, is worship on Sunday wrong? Now, we have to go back to the Sabbath day. Amen. The Bible lets us know, going back to Genesis, that God created the earth, amen, in 6 days. And then on the seventh day, he rested. He rested from his works. One might say he rested in his works. Glory be to God. Because he looked at his work and he said it was good. And what he did was he sanctified it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He made that day holy. But what he was doing, what he was giving us a precursor of what was going to come in the latter day. What was going to come through Jesus Christ. How do I know? Because the Bible says that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And it also lets us know that he was the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. Glory be to God. There would be no need to slay the Lamb. Hallelujah. In the foundations of the world, glory be to God, if there was never going to be a need for the Lamb. Hallelujah. But Jesus knew, hallelujah, God knew that there was going to come a day that man sinned. And so God rested from his work. He rested in his work. He looked at his work and said it was good. Hallelujah. He created Adam. He placed Adam in the garden. For what? Adam to tend to the garden. Hallelujah. When you look at that particular scripture, amen, it means that Adam was given, amen, charge over the garden. Amen. He was to supervise the garden. We sing the song, it's time to get back to Eden, living on top of the world. Hallelujah. Adam was in charge. He was in, he governed the garden. Hallelujah. But he only gives Adam one commandment. Hallelujah. He tells him and Eve, do not eat of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Because if in the day you eat of this tree, amen, you shall surely die. Hallelujah. Well, we know the story that Adam and Eve ate from the garden. Amen. Which ushered in sin. Hallelujah. And so God commands, dispenses a curse. Hallelujah. He basically tells Adam, her, amen, that she is going to have pains in childbirthing, and her desire will be unto her husband. He tells Adam, glory be to God, that the ground shall be cursed, Amen. And he shall have to work from the sweat of his brows. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they were kicked out of the garden. Hallelujah. But before there was ever a law, we've got to understand that the law of the Sabbath did not come until Moses. Thousands of years passed from the time that Adam was created in the garden to Moses. Glory be to God. But if you go to Galatians chapter 3, you will read, hallelujah, that faith comes before the law. Hallelujah. Faith comes before the law. Hallelujah. Grace and mercy comes before there was ever a law. Glory be to God. How do I know? Because he issues Adam a covenant. Glory be to God. He shows grace and he shows mercy even in the garden. He says to the serpent, hallelujah. He says that, and he tells them, he said that the seed of the serpent shall bruise the seed of the woman's, hallelujah, heel. But the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent's seed. Hallelujah. Other words, he said, don't worry. One day the curse shall be broken. Hallelujah. And from that point forward, he begins to point towards Jesus. Begins to point to the day that Jesus will come. Glory be to God. And break the curse. Hallelujah. Somebody. The Bible refers to the law as a curse. Hallelujah. There'll come a day when Jesus will break the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Somebody. Glory be to God. I'm beginning to feel this thing. And so we have to understand, hallelujah, that before there was ever a law, glory be to God, amen, mercy and grace existed. It was existing from the foundations of the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. And so we have to understand that when God was talking about rest, amen, he was talking about resting in him, resting in the work in which God had done. Amen. Rest means peace with God. Amen. It means freedom of worship. Amen. According to the gospel. Amen. Rest means deliverance. Amen. From the burden. Amen. Of the mosaic. Amen. Observations, if you will. Amen. Our rest is spiritual. Amen. If we go to Joshua, Joshua had been given the promise that he was going to deliver the people into the promised land. Glory be to God. His name and Jesus' names are kind of similar. Hallelujah. Amen. But what Joshua left unfinished, amen, Jesus came to finish. Jesus is greater than Moses. He is greater than the prophets. He is greater, amen, than Joshua. Hallelujah. Which brings us back to this text. Hallelujah. And he says, have ye never read what David did when he had need and was hungered, he and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priest. Amen. To make a long story short, it's impossible again for me to get through this whole thing. But we read, amen, in Samuel, glory be to God, David is on the run, amen, from Saul. Saul is seeking to kill him. And so he goes to the high priest, amen, and he is hungered. Hallelujah. And David is given the showbread. And this is on, amen, he has been given, amen, the showbread. Glory be to God. Which is not lawful for him to eat. Amen. And so God says, hallelujah. So when they bring this up, let me kind of slow down a little bit. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm just full of it at this moment. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Coming in at this moment. Glory be to God. Amen. So Jesus says, have you not read what David did when he was in need and was a hunger? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. That makes me think. I begin to think about that. Have you not read? See, the Pharisees were meticulous in pointing out scriptures. But Jesus had to bring them back to the scripture. Have you not also read? Glory be to God, what David did. You got to understand that in the Jewish culture, amen, the Sabbath day is on Saturdays. That's the day that they worship God. Amen. Some of them, amen, it is said that they read the Torah. It is said that they go to the synagogues. It is said that they pray. Amen. Amen. It is said, amen, that they give honor to God on the Sabbath day. Amen. 7 days out of the week. Hallelujah. 7 day, 1 day, amen, they give glory to God. Hallelujah. God commissioned the children of Israel, amen, that 1 day, amen, that they were to give honor to God. It was a law given at that time under the Mosaic law. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, Jesus said that when I come, he said, I came not, amen, to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it. Hallelujah. You got to understand that the law, amen, was a schematic of what was to come. Amen. I'm kind of running out of time. Glory be to God. But I'm going to say this. Hallelujah. That when Jesus came, hallelujah, if we go to this text, he says to them, hallelujah, he said, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Amen. Man was not to worship the Sabbath, but man was to worship God. Glory be to God. God gave the Sabbath so man could worship God. But Jesus didn't stop there. He said, therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Jesus saying that I am the Lord of the Sabbath. I am greater than the Sabbath. I am greater than the Mosaic law. The disciples have me here now. I am with the disciples. What are you saying, Elder Gray? Amen. That when Jesus comes in, when Jesus came, glory be to God, we now have the Sabbath with us. Hallelujah. And the Sabbath is not just a one-day event. Amen. But the Sabbath is 365 days of the week. The Sabbath is a 24-hour day thing. Because when you have Jesus with you, amen, you can worship him every day. Amen. We've got, the Bible says, save yourself from this untoward generation. Glory be to God. When we worship Jesus, glory be to God, it's not a one-day event. Amen. It's not for a public show. It's not for us to get together, amen, and say that I honor God. Amen. We ought to honor God every single moment of every single day. Amen. So if we choose to worship God on Sunday, amen, not on Sunday only, amen, but we can serve him on Monday. Amen. We can serve him on Tuesday. Glory be to God. The psalmist said in Psalm 118, he said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. He didn't say this is the Sabbath day. He didn't say this is Monday. He didn't say this is Tuesday. But he said, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Today is today. I might not get to next Saturday. So I will choose today to worship the Lord. Glory be to God. Don't let nobody tell you, amen, that you can't worship God on Sunday. Glory be to God. This is the day that the Lord hath made. When we have Jesus, amen, we've got him every day. Amen. We don't have him. Amen. He was the fulfillment of the Sabbath day. He is what gives us our rest. If you read the rest in Genesis, it is the same in the New Testament. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, on you, and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Glory be to God. That same rest applies today. We can rest in Jesus. If I've got Jesus, I've got the Sabbath with me. Glory be. He says, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. That Lord means I am the King. Amen. I am the Lord. I am God of the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I feel this thing today. Glory be to God. God is moving in me. I didn't want to run over my time. Like I said, we're going to keep going over this. Amen. Until somebody get it. Glory be to God.